Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Macek. Batting second. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Macek moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Macek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball four. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Lundborg takes first base on ball 4. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lundborg moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lundborg bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Matchick covering, for the out. Askew moves to second. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Askew scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Jones reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Vicente Romo now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanley scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Machick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Don Wirt. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Two outs. Jim Price pinch hits for Fred Lasher. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.